Can you please lead us in the pledge?
Could everyone please rise and face a flag and follow after me, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Announcement of action taken in closed session. By unanimous vote, the board approved the 2019-20 Superintendent Evaluation Instrument and Goals. Student representative to the Board of Trustees, Adeline Garcia Orozco.
Okay, so this week at LHS is our homecoming week, so we are busy planning the rally, the dance, and the game. We set up decorations for everything because that makes everything more fun, and the dance is going to be crazy, hopefully, and we are trying to get a lot of advertisement. We've been advertising it for about 2 weeks now, so hopefully that gets a lot of kid involvement. Student involvement is really important, and that's what we're focusing on this year. That's our hope. We're having lunchtime fashion shows where kids that dress up, we invite them to come onto the stage and kind of show them off, and then they get like a little prize, a little candy. And we also have, at the beginning of the week, we gave them a card that had every dress-up day on it, and they can come to the student store, and if they're dressed up, they get a stamp. And if they get 3 stamps, they get a breakfast, and if they get 2 stamps, they get special entrance to the rally. So we think that's really cool, and there have been a lot of participation so far. We had President's Council training today, and a lot of people showed up. They got in the right information, you know, so that was really good. And lastly, we have what we're calling a Blazer Bonfire, October 4th. It's a community event. We're posting flyers everywhere. You know, we want a lot of parents, a lot of cousins, anyone to just come in and have fun at Lyndhurst.
Thank you very much. Next, we have our first presentation, Marysville High School FFA. Come on up. If there's anyone that would like to take pictures of the presentation or a video, if you'd want to come up front and take a, help yourself, you can come up to the area here.
You can stand right behind here if you'd like.
Okay.
Sophomore at Marysville.
you. Is there any comments or questions? Mr. Allison?
You know, I think FFA is one of the most important things that this board can work with and support. And, you know, you guys are the future of America. Without agriculture, agriculture is the backbone of our society, and it has been for thousands of years. And right now, we've got so many, the average age of farmers right now in America is like over 65. And you guys have such a bright future in front of you, and I just want to thank you for coming here and being so articulate. It just really makes me feel good to see you guys. So thank you.
I would just like to say that I really applaud you all. You make us very, very proud. You look so professional, your leadership abilities, and like you represent us very, very well, not only in our school district, but out in the community as well. And keep up the good work, and if you need anything, please let us know. Thank you.
Mr. Fleury?
I also would like to thank you. I enjoy agriculture. I've worked in agriculture for years for Del Monte Corporation, just retired this year.
Congratulations.
And we had the largest peach ranch in the world out on Simpson Lane for years ago from river to river. And as you can see, a lot of them have gone by the wayside now with walnuts and other commodities. But having worked in agriculture for a year, I have real appreciation for it. And you've got a good career in it. You did a great job. Thank you tonight.
I would also like to say thank you very much, and also to your instructors and your staff. The other thing I would like, if it would be okay, I would love to get a copy of your presentation. I'm not sure if you could maybe send that to Mrs. Mejia, and then she could distribute it to the board members if that would be okay.
Yeah.
But you did a fine, fantastic job tonight, and good luck with everything this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job.
Just one other thing I would like, do you want to get a picture of their faces when they're up here? I saw you got the pictures of the other side. You can line them back up and get another picture. Thank you. Next, we have our school report, Cedar Lane Elementary. Jill?
So I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do for our students and for us as adults on the campus. I'm happy to be here tonight. I had to stay down in Yuba City because we didn't have power last night, so I'm happy I'm going home tonight. So without any further ado, before I start, I'll do it afterwards. Let me do this. Okay, here we go. When I keep going, my brain keeps growing. We had a growth mindset assembly to kick off the year, and this is our mantra for the year. We are continuing to grow and learn, and just like plants, our brains keep going. The power of yet. I can't do this! And then we tell them, yet. You will get to do it. You just can't do it yet. Keep trying. And so growth mindset, these are some sayings that I made a mistake. Mistakes help me improve. So we're trying to turn their thinking around to more of a positive mindset, a growth mindset. These are some of our kids out on the playground with Coach Kennedy out there and some of our teachers. We have activities going on. It's a very busy place at Cedar Lane. This is our back-to-school night event. We have the kids practicing for showing their parents. And this Miss Batista, they're using circuits and how the circuits work and showing their parents at back-to-school night this year. We had International Dot Day, And one of the teachers really likes it. So they involve technology. It looks like those balls are floating over the paper, but with the use of an app, that's how it's done. I don't know exactly how it's done, but we got pictures of it. Our Lyndhurst ROTC came to visit us in the spring of last year, did flag folding, and the person in the picture is to the right of Miss Bautista. That is one of our previous students, and while he was doing the presentation, I said, "Do you remember me?" And he didn't really remember me, but he said, "Is Mrs. Bradley still here?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Can I go see her?" I said, "Yes." And so we popped in, and Mrs. Bradley looked at him and said, "I know who exactly who you are. He looks the same but bigger." And so we love that when they come back and visit us. He also visited Mr. Hatch and Coach Kennedy on the playground. And so it's good when we get to see our kids are successful. He wants to be an ASL translator, American Sign Language translator, after his time in the Air Force is over. We have Christmas at Cedar Lane. Santa comes to visit us. We had the cow on wheels come and visit us. I didn't know they had cows on wheel. And they come and talk about our industry that's around us and that FFA can attest to. We have this is what we do, why we do it, and for every day. These are our teachers, they're dedicated, they go to trainings on the weekend that they travel to and take care of themselves. This is another back-to-school night activity. They are working on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Sometimes they like to call it STEAM, and they have art in the middle of that. Just recently, last Monday, we had a Latino American celebration that was organized by Miss Reyna and our parents and staff members. And so this was just one of the pictures. We had a kindergarten PBIS, positive behavior intervention and supports, and these are students of the month and PBIS winners, and they all get a little t-shirt, and those are our proud kindergarten TK teachers. Miss Reyna started a picture, and so we had a contest to see if the students can identify who's holding the book, and they just voted today. So we'll find out who wins. I can tell you, I think I know that the Dr. Seuss book is Mrs. Navarro, and I'm not sure who the kids are. Miss Reyna knows, though. And that's it. Thank you very much. I'm lucky enough to have staff here tonight, so when the lights go up, if you'll stand and I can introduce you. There's a few of us here. So Miss Reyna is right here, assistant principal. And then we have Cheryl Knoll in the front row. Mrs. Bradley, that's Christopher's teacher that he remembers so very well. And Miss Soto, who is very well known to all of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for me?
Any comments, questions?
One comment I have is that I've enjoyed every chance I've gotten to come on your campus. It just seems like it's vibrant, it's happy, and I just commend you and your staff for really raising a bunch of great kids and helping them to be better. And it's a day to day, and I really like the yet. I think that's just so cool that you've come up with something to help offset a disappointment. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's never been a bad day visiting Cedar Lane, Jill.
Never a bad day at Cedar never Lane. Bad. Some are better than others, but it's never been a really bad day.
Jill, I just want you to know, I'm a Cedar Lane alumni.
Wow.
And, it was just before you became principal there. We used to run Twilight School program there. And I don't know, for a number of years, so I have really fond memories. I remember when some of those trees were planted that are really tall. And so I have fond memories there, and it was really nice seeing some of these pictures, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Fleury?
Yes. I really enjoy Cedar Lane. My go way back when I used to drive bus for Cedar Lane, I think in 71 or 72, about that time. And the campus always looked so nice. And I noticed in your report you said you were one of the first that had done PBIS. How many years have you done PBIS out there?
Oh, Mrs. Bradley, about six? Five or six? Five. Mr. Cena says five, so I'm going to go with him.
Well, that's good. I know that that's a good program, and I'm glad that you're doing it.
It's very positive, and if you come and visit us, I'll be happy to show you our store and the electronic version that we have of it.
Well, so. I always enjoy my visits out there. You have a very enthusiastic staff out there.
We do. Great Thank job. You very much.
So I, too, am an alumni of Cedar Lane, so I always get to stop in and see my kindergarten room whenever I come to back to school night. Still looks about the same, but I think they had a bigger rug that we could take a nap on back then. And like Mr. Davis, I also like the slogan, I can't do it yet. So that certainly keeps it very positive. So thank you all that you do, and staff members, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Cena.
Ms. Sagner, what does Cedar Lane need?
Well, that's a big question.
Well, no. That didn't come out the right way. Just so as like an assessment of Cedar Lane out pursuing the fighting the good fight. What could Cedar Lane use that would help?
One of the things that we're really working on is developing our parent relationships and increasing our parent involvement. And so the Latino American Festival turned into an during school on a minimum day kind of activity to an after school activity. So we're going to make sure that we invite you to the next ones. We didn't quite know how this one was going to turn out, but it was very well received by our parents. So support that way, coming and participating, meeting our parents, just to show that you care and want us to be better than what we are, because there's always room to grow. And so that kind of thing, activities that you might want to suggest for us so that we can involve even more parents. So I think that's what we need right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, I'm going to scoot so that I can go and get my stuff and go home tonight. Thank you very much.
Means. Comments from board members. Ms. Scott. Mr. Davis.
I had an opportunity to visit Yuba Gardens with Susan Scott and with Jim Fleury. And it was just a real pleasure to meet the new principal out there. I believe it's Jim Hayes. And what a just a person who just exudes excellence. And finding every way, shape, or form to move that 800 student campus forward. And he gave us an assessment of how it's going. And just having landed there this year, he was enthusiastic about the progress he felt that the staff was making. Especially with the PLC, he was he really believes in the early intervention programs and really emphasizes finding ways to help kids succeed. He is a team builder, and I've said this to others, is that I haven't met a bad principal in this district, but I want to tell you, I was absolutely blown away by how just how the calmness and the integrity that this gentleman exuded just in the little time we've been there. So it was a real delight to spend some time with him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Allison.
You know, this week I listened to Greta Thunberg, you know, talk to the UN, and I was just totally impressed with this 16-year-old Swedish girl. Nice girl, right? And, you know, and I think that, you know, this is the example that I'd like to see our kids be. When I see the FFA kids in here, you know, I see them approaching that, you know. But here we have a 16-year-old girl that's speaking to the UN, and she is so articulate in her second language. She's Swedish. She doesn't speak English. Well, they speak, when I was in Sweden, there's a lot of people that spoke English. But Swedish was her second language. And she's so articulate. And that's what we need from our kids. We need to work really hard to get our kids to be able to say what they mean and mean what they say. And one of the things that we're unfortunately, our hands are tied in a lot of ways because of our legislature, that in Sweden they have a little different model for education. Their teachers spend half as much time in the classroom as we do. They have the same length of a day as we do, but they spend half as much time. They have more time to prepare for their lessons, and that's one thing that we take away from our teachers. We keep throwing stuff at them to do. We'll give them this new program, and hey, you know, here, do this, and then we don't give them any follow-up. We don't give them any help. We don't give them any time. And when we do give them time, we don't even pay them for it. You know, we have teachers that spend, you know, 7 or 8 hours, paid hours in the classroom, but then they put in 16-hour days. And there's something wrong with that. You know, now I know we don't have the income, or the legislature doesn't give us the money to be able to support that kind of education. But that's the kind of education that gives us kids that become better adults. And you look at America right now, I mean, look what some of the adults are doing. There's so much division. And then there was one other thing. You know, I got, you know, with this, when they turned off the power up at the six schools, I know I got a notice that really ticked me off. I guess it was for the teachers. But the thing was that, okay, the school's off. Well, if you're a teacher at one of these teachers, the school's off, you have to report to the nearest school that's open. Now, come on, why can't we treat our teachers like adults? You know, why did they have to report to a school? I mean, they're adults. You know, they're not, what are they going to do? I mean, I didn't even treat my kids that way. And, you know, all six of them are all successful adults. You know, so why do we do this to our teachers? So I'm a big supporter of teachers, but, you know, so, hey, I'm going to get off the soapbox.
Thank you, Mr. Boom. Mr. Fleury.
I also had a chance to visit schools. Yuba Gardens, which I have an interest in, of course, because I've worked out there for years, and I was really impressed with Mr. Hayes. The one thing that impressed me the most, he has interviewed every staff member, every classified employee, everyone that works on that campus. He said, I want to find out where they're at, what a little bit about their personal life, and what they're got going on in their life. And his enthusiasm to what Mr. Davis said is amazing. He is, as he said, a real team builder. Also, visited Johnson Park. And the same thing, I did not know Tracy that well. Enthusiasm I saw was different than last year. Some of the employees, one that I knew that was always seemed to be unhappy, was very positive, and that's what we noticed right away, a smile on his face. That was a big thing for Mrs. Scott and I. Then we got the chance to visit Kovalad for Grandparents' Day. I have grandchildren out there and great-grandchildren there. Of course, my daughter works there. And it was the first that I got to see Mrs. Yilst. She loves it there. She misses Yuba Gardens, but she loves it. And you can tell her enthusiasm for that. And then we got to go to South Lyndhurst.
we have through the Exchange Club, we are advisors for the Excel Club at MCAA and at South Lyndhurst, which I had mentioned before. We're the only district in the nation that's got an alternative Excel Club and one from our charter school. And got to watch Mr. Jones.
David.
Known him for years. He led those kids. He was integrating them to what it means to be an Excel Club member. He was talking to them about the hardships, and they can be anything they want to be. And their leadership he had just was amazing. And also, on October 9th, the Exchange Club is going to be our first Student of the Quarter, which we honor students from all 9 comprehensive high schools in Eubanks-Centre County, and that's on October 9th. And that's a program that I really enjoy watching. See the best of the best come in that program 3 times a year, and then the 4th time, we pick out one that represents Northern California, then they go to the national. That's what I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fleury. Mr. Crawford.
I couldn't follow all those schools with Mr. Fleury, but I, running around last Friday, 2 schools, I had the opportunity to visit some very, very esteemed colleagues I worked with way back when there was only 1 continuation school here at Marysville. It's been called different names, APEC or whatever, but in 1993, there was such a large impact on the program, and so many kids from all of Hurston Linda going to continuation school. They established South Lyndhurst High School in 1993, and I was so pleased to sit in the classrooms. I see Rocco here now, he remembers that well, and Mr. Lowe, Mr. Jones, all the same teachers in 1993 that established South Lyndhurst have now one of the greatest continuation programs I've ever had the opportunity to visit. It is a 4-star school. Every classroom I sat in for the whole period, the kids were working and on task. There's a common misconception that continuation schools are for the, quote, bad kids or troubled kids, but they were all courteous. It was so nice to sit in for an hour with Mr. Lowe. I remember him as a high school football quarterback at Lyndhurst High when I taught there. It from 1993, I know some of you were going, God, that guy's old, but you're right. There's Mr. Jones are all still there, and they're all still working at South Lyndhurst, and it was really cool. I was happy to visit. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Good evening. Since the teacher that keeps bugging me about...
Thank you very much, Angela.
You're sure? Okay. So I'm going to do one thing I tell my academic kids not to do, and I'm going to do one thing that I tell them always to do. I always tell them, if you have a speech that's prepared, go with it. And I'm not. So I'm going to hope they never listen to this. The other thing I tell them is that speak from the heart. Always go with your gut and speak from your heart. You can never do wrong. So a lot of people in the room, and actually I'm kind of surrounded by them, a lot of people in this room know I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, which is why I just about died on Saturday. For the second time in my life, I had hotel security called on me. I was at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, and apparently the neighbors thought I was a little too into the game. 58 seconds to go, I was entitled. And so Lou Holtz was somebody that I always looked up to. I read a lot that he wrote, kind of followed a lot of his philosophies and theories in life, and not just in coaching, but also just in life in general. And Lou Holtz said something that was actually reiterated by my family, by my parents, my grandparents who raised me. And that was, he said, he follows three rules in life. First rule is do the right thing. Second rule is do the best you can. And the third rule is always show people you care. And Lou Holtz was a big supporter and still a big supporter of education. And even being at one of the preeminent universities and having a preeminent football program, which sometimes they're known for not exactly churning out academic athletes at the college level, but Notre Dame is. They have one of the best graduation rates and one of the best GPA rates for their college athletes, especially their football program. And so being an educator, I've always thought that those were three things that I should bring into my classroom. And I felt like, and have always felt like, this is a district to do that and that would do that. And so every day of my life, I make sure that I show people I care. I turn up and I turn out every day. And I'm not the only one. You've got over 450 teachers in this district that do the same thing. And so when Mr. Allison was talking about teachers working 15, 16, 17-hour days, they do. And they do it regardless of what our contract negotiations look like, because it's been going on for the 23 years I've worked here. And sometimes those negotiations go well, and sometimes they don't at all. And so just like Notre Dame on Saturday night, even though they did not have a run defense to save their lives, we are still going to be at the bargaining table on Friday. And tomorrow these teachers are still going to show up, and they're still going to show their kids that they care, and they're still going to show each other that they care. And there are going to be some administrators in the district that do the same. And so those that may or may not hear this, whether they're administrators at the district level, at the site level, and whether it's teachers that are leaders on their campuses, that is the number one thing. Regardless of dollars and cents, if you will show people that you care, it goes an awful long ways. And when you don't, that's what makes the dollars and cents hurt even worse. And so the other thing I will tell you, that as far as do the best you can, we do it every day. Everybody in this room, we get up in the morning and we go to work and we do the best we can. And I do the best I can for every single kid in my classroom, every single minute that they're there, every day. And then I show up and I do the same for the teachers union. I do the same at the bargaining table. I do the same at rep council. I do the same at exec board, because that is my job, that is my task, and that's how I'm going to help people best. And on top of that, we have do the right thing. My parents would be really upset if they ever found out that I did anything different. And so what I'm hoping happened in closed session tonight is exactly that. Because you have teachers in this district that are begging you as the board to do the right thing. So that on Friday, when we show up to the bargaining table, we can get last year closed out, because we have a tremendous amount of work to do this year, and we're stalling it, and it's getting stagnant, and it's really not the right thing. And so in closing, to yet once again quote one of my beloved coaches, Lou Holtz, no matter what happens on the field, getting an education makes you a winner. Thank you.
Thank you. Operating Engineers, Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association Number 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit.
Hi. I'm here for AMACE tonight. So you kind of got, like when you go to the movies, you got the movie, like the big part. This is kind of like the cheesy little trailer that comes on before. But what AMACE wanted to do is kind of come up each night and just kind of give you an update and a little kudos that we wanted to give to somebody within our organization or group. And so you'll see one of us here each week kind of doing that now from the board meeting. So what we kind of wanted to do, just to get you guys updated, is for the last 5 years, Eric Preston has served as the president of AMACE, and we thank him for the service and the time. At our recent elections, Ryan Inouye decided that he wanted to throw his hat in, and everyone decided that would be a wonderful idea, and so anyone that knows Ryan knows how organized he is. He's served as the benefits chair for a long time for AMACE, and that's something that's confusing to a lot of us. We get very busy with the work that we do every day, and so the benefits, all of that stuff is kind of an ancillary afterthought. So our kudos for tonight, kind of as we get going, is for Ryan Inouye. He's spent a lot of time over the last few years kind of making sense of the benefits packages, meeting with people on his own time to kind of explain what they need or how things work. He's doing the same thing for investments now in 403Bs, just trying to make sure that the group is taken care of. So as we become active as a group and start to like work towards best practices and things outside of the day, we just wanted to take this opportunity to kind of give a kudos to somebody each week. And so for this week, it was Ryan Inouye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mr. Greco, I kind of apologize for not slowing down there. I was a little confused.
Jumped up fast.
Okay, moving along. Public comments. I see no public comment cards. Superintendent's report. Mr. Cena.
First of all, I want to thank Marysville High School FFA for coming tonight. Marysville FFA is the sixth oldest chapter in the state of California, and everybody in this room does what they do and is into students. And what was demonstrated tonight by those students was everything we look for in terms of people who are able to think, speak, and contribute. And I want to point out the number of A through G courses up there and the pathways. That is incredible. And so I want to thank Marysville High School teachers, Mrs. Matthews, and Jamie Larson, because I know that's a major coordination coming together, and that is giant. And I know Lyndhurst is developing a real strong program too, and South Lyndhurst. So thank you for the leadership that you are demonstrating and teaching transformational leaders, because those kids are gonna run the world. Thank you. News this week is about school closures. Marysville Joint Unified today, there were five schools that were closed: Yuba Feather, Dobbins, Foothill, Loma Rica, and Browns Valley. These closures were due to protecting the health and safety of students and staff, because without electricity, there's no running water at the schools, no toilets, no food, no ventilation of carbon dioxide, and no lights. It's very difficult to run programs in that way. Now, tonight, we have heard that the winds have shifted to the north, and schools will be open tomorrow, but this is constantly being monitored, and tomorrow we will assess throughout the day. There are portable generators at most of these schools, and we're going to hunt and peck, and hopefully students are going to be able to have a quality education tomorrow, and we'll be ready to make any adjustments if necessary. On September 12th, I was able to participate in the SARB breakfast. The SARB team, Student Attendance and Review Board, Judge Givens was there, Yuba County District Attorney Clinton Curry, also Chief Sachs, Marysville Police Department, and it was just impressive to see the participation and dedicated to providing such a network of services community-wide to students and parents. And the fact that this is tied to an emphasis that we're placing among all the sites, we are equipped to gang tackle chronic absenteeism, which is going to help lift performance in all things, because research shows if students go to school, they are going to be more successful. Also on September 8th, we met with principals in this room, and one of our foci was on the CAPSLES, the California Professional Standards for Educational Leaders, and the description of practice, and really breaking down into the four performance levels and focusing on goals around PLCs, chronic absenteeism, suspension, home community partnerships, and how we treat other people. Also, on September 18th, high school principals, along with Travis and myself, met with Jackie Silman and Dee Dee Cordell from the Yuba Water Agency. We're continuing discussions on water use projects and also art and science education projects. And on September 24th today, and much of the time since we had our last board meeting, spending a lot of time with the Yuba County Office of Ed, Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Rivelis, as well as the other superintendents of Yuba County Schools. We're working together to enhance trust and communication between schools, and we're collaborating around the structure and processes of our SELPA so we can provide the best services for students countywide. And that concludes the superintendent report for 924.
Thank you, Mr. Cena. Next, we have the approval of minutes. The approval of the minutes for the board meeting 9/10/19. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? I will abstain. Ms. Scott will abstain. Motion carries. Next, we have the consent agenda. There is an item that we'd like to pull. If you'd...
Which one?
Oh.
Buildings and grounds.
Okay, so page 10. Which number is it? You want to pull number 6. Is there any others that you'd like to have pulled? There is one. If you would turn to page 7, please. It's number 2 under student services on page 7. The agreement with 360 Degree Customer and Corporate for licensed speech language pathologist and speech language pathologist assistant. We're going to pull this item, and there will be no action taken on this item. Are there any other items that board members would like to have pulled? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve, with the exception of your request.
So we have a motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 7 yes. Now if we go to page 10, contract with Frontier Fire Protection and Corporate for pump at Browns Valley Elementary School. Mr. Allison. Mr. Allison, do you have your microphone on? Do you have your microphone turned on? Can you please turn it on?
I just want a little explanation of what's going on here. I kind of remember in the past we talked about this before, but I remember there being a fire there. But and also, this isn't your fault, but I think it's Mike, when he was doing his job, he put a lot more information about these things mm-hmm. in here, and there's actually more information in this little blurb here than there is back here, and so maybe that would have answered my questions.
So specifically to this whole item, you're correct that it was on the board agenda item when Browns Valley fire pump caught fire. So in the middle of doing contracts and things like that, we had everything. You guys had originally approved a contract with a vendor, and they kept giving us the whole, we got to order parts, it's a specialty thing. And we just kept waiting and waiting and waiting. Well, finally, after a certain amount of time, we said, hey, what's going on? We called their front office, and they basically came back and said, we don't want it anymore. So that kind of stopped right there, right? So fast forward, we had to go through and look for a specialty company that can do this, other than the one that said they didn't want to do it all of a sudden. So it's been an endeavor to try and get people to bid on this job and try to get it repaired. Just kind of going through. So it was a chain of events that kind of led up to this, where we're at now, of having to go out to bid, finally finding somebody that would take on this project, because there was a lot of misinformation. We were talking to people that first came out that we had to redesign the entire school system. We had to, you know, you hear all these things, and it just didn't sound right, because now you took a project that should be, you know, $90,000, and you're talking $350,000 plus. So we did more digging, found a company to finally do the bidding that can replace like, but that's where we're at now with this project. And as far as adding a lot of detail into the board agenda item, it's on this particular one, it's kind of a long story, but I can try to.
Travis, you're giving, the information I really want is, okay, like, I really don't understand what the pump is. I mean, like, do they have a big tank there? Do they have a big tank there? I mean, I know they may have a well, because everybody out there, everybody out where we live, you know, has a well. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is if there is a fire there, are the kids in danger?
Right. So currently they have smoke and alarms and things like that. So we're not out of compliance as far as that goes. Being that there is a fire system there, we have to get it operable. But there isn't some big tank. So what this fire pump is, it's basically a V8 engine in there with a huge pump on it. And so when fire sprinklers are triggered, that thing kicks on and builds up the pressure, and that's what extinguishes the fire. The water comes from the well that's kicked in. So there's all these different things that are part of this system. But the part that failed is the actual mechanical room where you have all the controls, the brains of the fire suppression, not the fire alarm system. Fire alarm system's functioning. You have strobes, detectors, and all that stuff. But in the event of a fire, you know, you have to have your fire suppression. If it's there, it's supposed to be operable. So this is where we're at with this, is without this fire pump, you have no fire suppression. You basically... typically, when we go up there, so it kind of rolls into it. I see where you're going with the PG&E thing. So when we roll into this type of stuff, the actual fire pump is gas generated. So when the sensor gets tripped, that kicks on, that gets your fire sprinklers engaged. What's that? No, it's fuel. It is gasoline. Gasoline, yeah, it's like a big motor in there. So, I mean, obviously, if we have a power outage, that's why you hear us running maintenance up there and connecting generators to wells, sites with wells. And you'll hear us say that, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios in which we need to be aware of right now, which we're looking into in the maintenance and operations department, and looking at these electrical panels and load capacities at each of these sites. And we're developing a plan right now with Mr. Cena of what is actual operable during a power outage, and really where do we need to get generators and not these little generators. The misconception is these are huge generators, and they're not. It's a generator we run up there in the maintenance and operations, connect it to the pump just to make sure, you know, things are working. So we need to start looking at, as you're kind of alluding to, as kind of a backup fail-safe to these type of systems. So, yeah.
Yeah. Travis, can I ask, just out of curiosity, why not one but two vendors canceled their, is that for you, Jim? Canceled their contract after agreeing to it? Is there a reason?
To my understanding, there was the original one with Hue and Cry.
Uh-huh.
And so then we had Hue.
Great name.
Yeah. Hue and Cry started out, and they were going to do their portion. Uh-huh. And then Bill Bunch, who works for us, we have a service contract with him. He was going to program and kind of help do the other side of things, because Hue and Cry, remember I said it's a specialty thing? So
yeah,
everybody was like, we can do this part, but we can't do this part.
Yeah.
So Hue and Cry fell out. And then that put more work onto Voltage Specialist.
Gotcha.
And now what triggered Voltage Specialist is now once you go over a certain dollar amount, you need to be bonded. And for this project, for this type of work, they couldn't get bonded. So we had to say, okay, well, if you can't get bonded, you can't do work for our district. So it kind of, everything just kind of dissolved when Hue and Cry backed out of it.
Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the as amended to Mr. Allison.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford, second by Mr. Allison. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Under new business, Educational Service, Resolution 2019-20/07, Availability of Textbooks and Instructional Materials. Purpose of the agenda item is to request the board to hold a public hearing to approve the resolution on the availability of textbooks and instructional materials for the 2019-20 school year. Public hearing is now open. Mr. Greco?
Good evening. So I spoke with Jennifer Morrison and Bobby Abold, who have finished all of the Williams site visits. And at this point, MJUSD is 100% compliant with sufficiency of materials for all sites.
Great.
Can I ask what a double depth pocket table is? I'm ignorant.
A double depth pocket cable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped down one. Never mind. I had that circle.
I would love to make something up for you, Frank.
I'm trying to figure out what a double depth pocket table is.
And for a moment there, I was like,
That's coming up.
Yeah.
That's your next item.
Okay. Actually, if we could wait and maybe answer that in the next item. Thank you. That has nothing to do with this.
That has nothing to do with that. It's the next item.
So, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Motion to close by Mr. Allison. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes.
Thank you.
Now is there a resolution, or is there a motion to the resolution?
We're not on that one yet.
So there's a motion to approve the resolution by Mr. Boom. Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. That was a little bit more of a struggle than anticipated. Buildings and Grounds Department, Resolution 2019-20/08, purchase cafeteria tables. Purpose of the agenda item is request the board approve the resolution to purchase cafeteria tables through a current government award contract. Arvin Union School District and Sierra School Equipment Company in the amount of $271,003.
Well, I have the first question, and that is, what is a double depth pocket? I mean, I really don't know. I've sat at a lot of cafeteria tables, and none of them were double. Obviously.
Right.
And it's cost 70 large, I was wondering.
Right, ahead, and Travis. That's basically it. It's just as double pocket deep. So you have singles, doubles, so you can pull double tables out or.
I'm caught up on the name pocket. Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome.
That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
I have a question about this. Okay, Arvin. I mean, Arvin is way south. I mean, it's like out in the middle of nowhere on the way to San Luis Obispo and where the prison is. You know, you go down to L.A. and turn right and go to San Luis Obispo right past through Arvin. And I'd like to have you explain how it is that we have a purchase order, their purchase order, and we're buying it to get our stuff. So it just seems like a little convoluted. I'm sure everything's okay up and up, but I just need an explanation.
Right, and I'm actually gonna defer to Brian Horn in our purchasing department because he's in charge of that aspect, so.
So under the public contract code 20118, I believe, it allows us to piggyback other government contracts to allow us to get the best price. So what ends up happening is they go out and solicit all these different companies that can provide this service or this equipment. And what happens is they end up being the winner. And so instead of us going off and doing the exact same thing, we can just go ahead and piggyback on what they've done already.
Well, so that way we know what the bid will be, or do they need so many more so that they can get a better price or something?
No. The prices are basically the best that we can possibly get.
We're just copying their contract.
We're copying their contract. They include us in their bid as far as Marysville Joint Unified School District is listed in there as being able to utilize it as long as along with every other school district in the state. They kind of like solicit all the folks that actually do those tables, and then they come out with the absolute best price. You can still negotiate down with them. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get any lower than this. We were able to reduce some prices by doing the double depth, which is actually 16 tables, because it's able to go out even further into the cafeteria. So you don't have the standalone sitting in the actual cafeteria right now. Yeah, and they last for probably 25, 30 years, too. And the current ones we have right now are in really rough shape, and so these will be a huge benefit to the schools. Yeah. Yep, and they'll all get tucked away, and it'll look real nice.
Does the total price include installation?
It does.
Oh, great. Does. Thank you. Yep.
Thank you, Ms. Torn. Is there a motion? There's a motion to approve by Mr. Allison. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Nutritional Services, number one, Resolution 2019-20/09, National School Lunch Week. Purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution proclaiming 10/14/19 through 10/18/19 as the National School Lunch Week. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. Any discussion? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Business Services, number one, Resolution 2019-20/10, designation of representative and an alternate to the School Insurance Group Joint Powers Board. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution authorizing Gary Cena, superintendent, as a representative to the School Insurance Group, SIG, Joint Powers Board, and Jennifer Pasalia, director of fiscal services, as the alternate. Is there a motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. And this will come before you again in November because we're doing this now, and I'm in one spot, and Jennifer, bless her heart, is stepping in. And when Penny gets here, we'll vote again and vote on two new nominees. So thank you for your vote tonight.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. I would like to just have one reminder to all of our board members about our agreed upon protocols. It certainly is nice to have discussion, but as our agreed upon protocols, if we have questions on some of our board agenda items, that we are requested to contact the superintendent prior to the meeting to make sure that we can have all of the information presented here at the meeting. So if we would make sure we'd follow those protocols, it would be very helpful. Meeting adjourned.